Welcome to the Storefront Church radio program. This is your brother in Christ Jesus, Freddie Wilbanks, thanking you for walking through our door, finding us on your radio dial or this radio station's internet connection, or the webpage, thestorefrontchurch.com. Today's program is 1843. The initial air date for this program is Sunday, October 28th, 2018, the day after my wife's 16th birthday. Thank you for praying for and supporting this ministry. There's plenty of room for everyone at the Storefront Church. You can stand or sit right there. Some like to stand during the music and worship. Now that you're here, we want to accept you to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and worship Him with us. Sponsoring this program is Pilgrim Evangelistic Ministries, proclaiming the life-changing good news about the sinless life, death on the cross, and resurrection from the grave of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, through whom by faith we have eternal life. This broadcast is made possible by the financial support of listeners. If you'd like to sponsor the Storefront Church radio program, you can donate at our webpage, thestorefrontchurch.com, or call area code 989-871-9668. Help us to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Word of God, by visiting our webpage, thestorefrontchurch.com, or calling 989-871-9668. We thank those who have donated at our webpage, thestorefrontchurch.com, or by giving a pledge of support and calling area code 989-871-9668. Homes by Stoddard's and Stoddard's Classic Cars in Chesting, Michigan sponsors this program. We want to thank the volunteers in today's Evangel Band. Getting ready to join us vocally in a few moments is Brother Walter Kinsey. Playing that big old grand piano this hour is Sister Narita Henley. And over there strumming on that flat top guitar is Brother Clark Harding. Agree with us in prayer for a Jesus Christ Holy Ghost revival during this time of reprieve in this nation and around the world. Pray for our fellow citizens, the government officials, judges, bureaucrats, and the invaders. Agree with us in prayer for our missionaries, our veterans, fellow Christians, many who are in harm's way, and some of them have been killed and wounded because of God's word, profession of faith in Jesus Christ, the Constitution, righteousness, and the Bill of Rights. But for now, put your Bible down on one of those homemade pews, stand or have a seat, and let's worship the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, we got a dedication this hour already. We were playing here recently, and a little fella by the name of Zachary Ortner requested this song, so we're going to do it again for him today. Jesus loves me, this I know.
The Bible tells me so.
still. In the nighttime, angels will, from his shining throne on high, come watch o'er me where I lie. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes. Jesus loves me, he will stay close beside me all the way. Thou hast bled and died for me, I will henceforth live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes.
Amen. set me free.
You've been set free. Well, those of you who are set free, turn with us to hymn number 263 in them old green hymnals, and we'll sing another freedom song. Once like a bird in prison I dwelt, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. But Jesus came and listened to me, and glory to God, He set me free. He set me free, yes, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God, He set me free. Of night has drifted away. My feet are planted on higher ground. In glory to God, I'm homeward bound. Yes, He set me free. Yes, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. On glory to God, set me found. Naught of this world have turned me around. So daily I'm working, I'm praying too, and glory to God I'm going through. Yes, He set me free. Yes, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Glory to God, He set me free. Oh, now He set me free. Yes, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. Oh, glory to God, He set me free. Grace of God beyond degree. Blessed Lord, I see. Every need His hand supplying. Every good in Him I see. Another one in that old hymnal, hymn number 321. But that may be a little bit different than the way you heard it up there. Wherever you attend in church at, they might do it just a little bit different. But here we'll give it a go this way. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining. Then desire to stay with doubts arise and fears dismay. The may dwell where these abound. My prayer, my hand is higher ground. Lord, lift me up. Let me stand by faith on heaven's table plan, a higher plan than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above. Satan's darts at me are hurled, for faith has called the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on. Utmost to hide and catch a glimpse of glory bright, but still I pray till heaven I found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. Then I have found.
Praise the Lord that we were just able to be here today to praise the Lord one more time with our song. And as Freddie comes forth and brings the message, praise God, just be blessed by it. Lord Jesus, we thank you for him, and we thank you for each and every one that's been here today to listen to this, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that each day that we're able to, for you to be with us, and to we love you, we uplift you, we praise your name. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, Sister Narita, you folks have a special for us today.
Yes, Walter's going to do "I Want That Kind of Blessing."
Amen. Me too.
When Jacob met the Lord upon that lonely night, and wrestled there alone until the morning light. He won a priestly title to gird him for the ride. I want that kind of blessing. I want that kind of blessing that saves and keeps and satisfies the soul. I want that full salvation till billows of heaven o'er me roll. When Jacob came at last into Canaan's land, satisfies the soul. I want that full salvation till billows of heaven o'er me roll. This is the day of grace. The Comforter is here. We are a chosen race. Our God is drawing near. Waiting to be gracious, the prayer of faith to hear, and then he'll send the blessing. I want that kind of blessing heaven or me roll. Do you want that kind of blessing?
Amen.
You know the story. It gives it here in the song here. I kind of messed up a little bit, but Jacob, he met the Lord and he wanted the Lord and he wrestled with him all night long. He says, I'm not letting go until I receive that blessing. And God finally gave him the blessing, but Jacob, what did he do? His shoulder, arm, or dislocated, or whatever. But I trust that's what you want, that kind of blessing. And you latch on to the Lord. Don't you let go until he blesses you.
Amen.
Well, anyway, God ended up blessing Jacob, and he changed his name to Israel.
Amen.
And I kind of messed that up on the second stanza. But anyway, that's what happened. He sought the Lord, and he wouldn't let go until God blessed him. And God will do the same for you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we want people to grab hold of the Lord in prayer. And that's where we've been, and that's where we, Lord willing, will probably be for a little while, is talking about prayer and messages under the umbrella of prayer. There was a time when it seems like many more people in this country knelt before an altar and hung on at the altar and prayed until things were changed. We have a lot of people doing a lot of things other than praying, trying to bring about change. But when prayer changes things, they are radically changed for the good and for the glory of God. Praise the name of the Lord. This is message 1843, and it initially is to be aired on Sunday, October 28, 2018. I jokingly made mention at the beginning of this service about this being the day after my wife's 16th birthday. And some of you, especially the liberals and Marxists and socialists and that, who don't have a sense of humor, now they might want to pursue me and try to get me straightened out, because here I have married some gal that was 15 years old and now she's going to turn 16. And we know that, you know, nobody but a good Democrat can do something like that, you know, and get away with it. All right, praise God. You might not appreciate my sense of humor. Most liberals, most communists don't appreciate my humor, or any humor at all, it seems like. But we do want to pray for the young women of this country. That's the title of this message this hour, Pray for the Young Women. Well, let's go back in our Bibles. I trust you've got your Bible with you, ready by your side, and turn with me to Esther chapter 2, beginning at verse 11. Esther chapter 2, verse 11. And Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house to know how Esther did and what should become of her. Now, when every maid's turn was come to go in to King Ahasuerus, after that she had been 12 months, according to the manner of the women, for so were the days of their purifications accomplished, to wit, 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors, and with other things for the purifying of the women. Then thus came every maiden to the king. Whatsoever she desired was given her to go with her out of the house of the women unto the king's house. In the evening she went, and on the morrow she returned into the second house of the women, to the custody of Shazgas, the king's chamberlain, which kept the concubines. She came in unto the king no more, except the king delighted in her, and that she were called by name. Now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. So Esther was taken into King Ahasuerus, into his house royal, in the 10th month, which is the month of Tebeth, in the seventh year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pray for young women. Esther chapter 2, verse 11. We'll start right there and read that portion again. Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house to know how Esther did and what should become of her. It's not hard for me to imagine that Mordecai prayed for this young woman. I don't know exactly the age. Maybe I missed it. Maybe I don't remember if it is recorded, the actual age of Esther when she became into Mordecai's house, and he began raising her as a daughter. And he, I am convinced, prayed for her. As we were raising our children, we prayed for them, and we still pray for them. We endeavor to pray for them every day. And when they were young, when we're infants, when they were a baby, I remember so many years ago holding our daughter in my arms. I had the benefit and pleasure at the time that I was working third shift. And in those days, my wife had to go back to work because that was how you had to do to qualify for your maternity leave. Was after the child was born, and so many days afterwards, you had to go back to work. And so my wife worked first shift, and I would come home at the end of third shift when she would be getting ready to go out the door, and I would lay down and begin to drift off to sleep, and all of a sudden, that little war whoop would go out, and I'd have to get up and do something that my wife never remembers me probably doing, but changing diapers and giving the child its milk in the morning. But what a delight it was to sit there in this old recliner that we had at the time and hold that child and pray for her. And even at that age, I began reading the scripture over her and was blessed of God that I could do a similar thing with our sons when they would later come along as well. And just as I prayed for our children and today pray for our grandchildren and continue in prayer, I see Mordecai taking this young child in, who's obviously an orphan that has no mother and father, holding this child and praying over this child. And now as she has been taken into with the maidens that are going to come before the king, he continues to pray for her. He continues, I can see this man as he's walking back and forth close to where the house was, the building was, where these young maidens were, that he knew his daughter by love, by adoption, if you will, was in there, and he continued to pray for her, wondering what would become of her and what would happen to her. And he walked back and forth and prayed. And part of the problem in our nation today is there no parents, or few parents, I should say, and few adoptive parents praying for the children of the world. The other day, we happened to be in a supermarket, and there was children, and there's a lot going on in our society right now with women, and I don't know how much the Lord's going to allow me to touch on it this hour, but as we are preparing at the time of the recording of this to try to attempt to install a Supreme Court justice, and this man who has lived a life, and from everything that we can see and read, an exceptional, well-rounded, good life. I don't know the man. I've heard and read some tidbits about him, but I understand that he is a good man. And now the words of a woman is about to take him down. And as we walked around in this supermarket, it just so happened that there were some children. There seemed to be a lot of children. There were infants, there were little girls, and especially little girls. And my heart was moved because I am convinced that most of those little girls and little boys as well are not attending Sunday school anywhere. They're not being taken to church anywhere. They're not hearing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ anywhere. And they don't have parents or adoptive parents praying for them. And we are being moved by the Spirit of God through these means that we have, through these services, to encourage people to do as was sung in the song, where Jacob was holding on to the Lord God and was not going to let him go until he received a blessing, till he received an answer from God. He received a blessing from God. And it's our heart's desire that people would be stirred to come to Jesus Christ and that they would lay hold to the altar of God and make an altar unto God, and that they would lay on this altar the children of this world, the young men and the young women, and pray for them because so many of them do not have anyone lifting them up in prayer. And I know eternity will show us the difference it made for those who were praying for the young men and praying for the young women of this world. And if you were realistic, if you could take a step back and look, you can tell the difference between the people who have been prayed for and raised in the under the gospel of Jesus Christ and those who've not been prayed for out Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. There's a stark difference, but people's eyes are blinded to these things. Going on in the scripture, we see that there was a 12-month period. For so were the days of the purification accomplished, to wit 6 months with oil of myrrh and 6 months with sweet odors and with other things for the purifying of the women. You know, there's a time for purification of Christians. There's a time of purification of the church. That time is right now. We are to be washing our garments. We are to be interceding with God, that not only praying for others, but for our own self, that when the day comes and when we're called into His presence, we can give a good account, that we can show, and God knows that we have spent time washing our garments, time at the altar, time hanging on to God and waiting for the blessing and longing for the blessing in our lives and in the lives around about us.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Are you submitting to the Spirit of God, to the Holy Ghost? And are you allowing the Holy Ghost to wash you with the washing of the Word? And are you allowing the Holy Ghost to cover you, put you under the covering of the blood of Jesus Christ?
Yes, Lord.
Are you
yes,
submitting
Lord.
To the washing, to the cleansing, to the protection of all the atonement and the promises of Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Oh, it said, thus came every maiden unto the king. Oh, thus came every maiden to the king. Do you realize that everyone must appear before the king?
That's right.
In Revelation chapter 13, verse 16, it says, and he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or on their foreheads. There is coming a king of this world, a ruler in this world, that everyone is going to have to, in some way, come before and receive his mark. Unless you have the mark of Christ on you, unless you have the salvation of Jesus Christ, and you're taken out of this mess through death or through resurrection, unless this happens for you, you will be one of these. Everyone will have to come before. And those who don't take the mark that are numbered among the righteous, they will be beheaded. They will become martyrs for Christ. Don't wait to that day. Because if you wait, today is your day of your salvation.
That's right.
Today is the day of your choosing eternal life or rejecting
That's
eternal
right.
life. And let me tell you, if you think you're going to wait to that time when this evil leader comes upon the scene, and then you'll take a stand for Christ, you're wrong. You're deceiving yourself, because today is the day of salvation. And if you can't accept Christ today, what in the world do you think you're going to have the strength and the power to stand before this great power at that time and spurn and reject them and then accept Jesus Christ? You're not going to do it. There also in Philippians, the second chapter, in the 10th verse, we read, at that time, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of all of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Let me share this with you. Open your eyes, pray about what I'm about to say to you. And if the Holy Spirit moves upon you, accept. If you don't accept it, I implore you to get down and pray that God does a work in my life and shows me the light. But it says, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow.
That's right.
Everyone. There's no exceptions. Everyone's going to come before this king and bow. Just like all those maidens that the king called from the house of the women, they came and submitted themselves to him. There's going to come a day when everyone is going to be called before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords,
right.
And every
That's
knee
right.
will bow. Hallelujah. And things, everything in heaven is going to bow, is going to submit to the Lord God Almighty,
That's
Jesus
right.
Christ. And all things in the earth, the scripture says. And then, and things under the earth. The things that have died, the things that are past, the demonic things, everything righteous, everything demonic is going to submit to the power of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Lord God Almighty. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready to
Amen.
Submit now, when of your own free will and volition? Because now is the time to submit. Because if you wait till that day to be forced to bow before him, you will be rejected. You will not be invited in. You will not be accepted into the kingdom of God. This young woman went before Esther, she went before the king. And as these young women went in before this king, this earthly king, they were offered to take whatever they wanted into the presence of the king. It was going to be theirs. Did they want certain garments? Did they want certain foods? Did they, whatever that was, they were allowed to take it from the house with them as they went into the king. When you leave this world, you will take nothing with you, no material thing. And Esther took nothing into the presence of the king other than what was given to her or advised unto her or suggested unto her. Do you realize in this day, in this wicked day in which we live, when everybody wants everything that they can get their hands on, when they're greedy, full of greed and everything else, do you realize such a stark contrast between that? I'm sure that there were young women that tried to cover themselves with jewels and all kinds of things so that they could take it and with them and have it as a possession, to basically the attitude of, no, Lord, whatever you give me, I will be pleased with. You give unto me that which I should need. Lord, I surrender to you, and Lord, say to you, let me have the gifts that you want to give to me. There are people who have heard the word of God and know that Jesus said to seek the Comforter, that he would not leave us comfortless, but the Comforter will come and that he would show us all things. And that the Comforter, if we go on and we really get into God's word, has the ability to give gifts. Where are you at spiritually? Are you someone who, as you would leave the house, would cover yourself with as many jewels and things that, and garments and things that you can go to take out? Or would you turn to the Master and say, Lord, fill me with what you have for me that I might be pleasing in your sight? Lord, fill me with what you would have that I might be pleasing to the King. ultimately to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. There are times and seasons. There are times when it doesn't seem like a Christian, a righteous individual, can find any favor anywhere. And then there are times where, even in the eyes of the most deprived, in the eyes of the most wicked, there are those that find favor. And Esther's in one of these times and in one of these places where she has found favor in them all. Why? Because it was started. See, many times successful people are successful because of those who came before them. And in this case, Esther is successful because Mordecai, I believe that you, if your eyes, spiritual eyes could be open, you could see where he led a praying life for her, and her success, in essence, is attributed to the sacrifice and the dedication and the crying out for blessing from God by Mordecai. And she found favor that all upon that looked upon her. When she went in the king, the scripture says, the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Let's go back and review just for a second, for a few moments here. The king, this earthly king, in a drunken orgy, wanted his wife to parade naked, basically, before the leaders of the land. And she wouldn't do it, and so she was rejected as king. When the king sobered up, he was remorseful, but he's spurned his wife. He's cast out the queen. And so men appealing to the lust of a man said, let's bring all the virgins in and let's bring them before you and you can have relations with each of these women until you find a woman that you love. This is like the most perverted and most weird thing that you could imagine. But out of this, what we need to see is the work of God and how God works. Sometimes God, most of the time, God does not do what we think he should do. The scripture tells us that God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Oh, hallelujah. Praise his holy name, because God doesn't do like what we think he should do. But out of all of this mess, this woman becomes queen. And she has a tremendous amount of influence in this kingdom. And the Lord allows us, we'll go on further. And in, as just referring back to something that I mentioned a few moments earlier in this recording, and I've kind of mentioned it in other places, but at the time of this recording, there's a man, Judge Kavanaugh, who's been nominated to the Supreme Court. This man has been living his life in the public for many, many years, actually decades. This man has ruled over 300 judgments. Now, we as Christians have been praying for judges. If you listen to our introduction to this program, you hear us requesting prayer for judges, among others. Now, this man, his life has been destroyed by the word of a woman. His life, even if he becomes a Supreme Court justice, his life will never be the same. He will bear a mark on his life, and people will try to shame him for the rest of his days. And the Lord willing, in the days ahead, in another message, we may touch on what happens to those who lie, some of the things that has happened to those who lie. I do not know right today what truth in this matter is, complete and whole truth. But let me just say that there are people in power today who don't like the fact that their power has been brought back a little bit. There are people who are willing to do anything to maintain power. Lie, cheat, steal, destroy innocent people. And the Lord rebuke them. Agree with me in prayer that the Lord rebukes them, and agree with me in prayer that if you know not Jesus Christ or know someone who knows not Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that their hearts and their minds and their spirits would be changed to have that attitude of as Esther. Let us remember to pray for the young women.